because this application will allow the end users, the bus riders, to be able to obtain from their cell phones or perhaps from their computers the actual arrival time for the next bus that is at that particular stop, so which is really nice. So it's almost being able to self-service themselves as far as finding out bus arrival times.
And when will this be available to riders?
We're looking to perhaps be able to deploy this in early summer for the riders. So we're in the testing phase now, as well as we're doing some surveying just to get the opinion of some small group of people to see if it does give it a better perception of the use of the system.
And can you kind of just walk me through how the app will work?
For instance, if you're at a bus stop here in Hillsborough County, every bus stop has a four-digit ID tag. And so if you're at the bus stop, you'll be able to put into your cell phone device, or perhaps even if you're in your office, before you run out of the office, be able to put that bus stop ID into the system. Then it'll tell you what buses on which routes will be arriving in the next 30 minutes. So it's really nice because it's quick and it's reading from our live system here at HART. We have what they call a CAD AVL system, which is an automated vehicle location system. And so the information that dispatchers see internally, the public will be able to see at least a portion of the time in regards to their bus stop, they're at that particular location when the arrival time should be.
And what type of devices will this be available on?
In the first phase that we're releasing, not only through any phone that has a web browser, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a smartphone, but if it has a web browser access, that'll be available, as well as there will be an Android app available for download and an iPhone app. And so those are the three ways that we'll be able to share it in the first phase. In the future, we'd like to be able to extend that to IVR, which is being able to call in and have an interactive voice response system that updates you as far as the real time of the bus arrival. And we're looking to see perhaps if we can one day be able to extend that also to text messaging.
And what about for riders who may not have access to a cellular device? Is there any ways that they can access this information quickly and easily?
Once we go online, our customer service representatives, they'll be able to have the same application on their computers. And so when they call in, they'll be able to receive the same information that you would using a mobile device.
Now, in Pinellas County, they have digital devices at some of their bus stops that give real-time updates on where buses are and when they might be arriving at stops, route information, that sort of thing. Is that something that there's any plans going forward adding at bus stops in Hillsborough County?
Correct. At this time, we have at Marion Transit Center, at our central transit center locations, real-time signs. And so at these signs, it has all the routes that are coming into that location, the times that they'll be departing from there, as well as their arrival time. So that's currently in place, and so we're looking to add some more signs to the transit centers.